The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Please don't turn my hands into dicks, whatever you do. I just don't want... Please.
Turn them into flaming dicks. Dicks are burning already. I am distracted. I'm sorry.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that has just three words for you. Aggressive strap-on play. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello everybody and welcome to the show. It is number 143 this evening and we are coming at you live from RazzRadioLive.com and KinkyKittyRadio.com. With me as always is my favorite flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
What up?
What is going on, my sexy bearded muffin?
Nothing much. Except we lost your guest.
Oh no.
Yeah,
well, we had a special guest, but we're going to get her back.
Yeah, I'll work on it. That won't work.
That won't work.
Yeah, no.
That's okay. Well, I guess we'll have to do something.
Yeah, just continue.
We'll just continue. We'll get her back, hopefully.
Continue.
So, yes. Speak. So we may or may not.
You speak now.
Are you going to grab me by the pussy and make me speak?
No.
Like a bitch?
No. After my spray tan, maybe.
Oh, okay.
So what's going on?
Well, we have got some things to go over today.
Yeah.
We have something that's actually going on right now
that I can
talk about.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to start off the show mentioning that Saturday was World Octopus Day. And that actually kicked off the Cephalopod Awareness Days.
There's actually a Cephalopod Awareness Day?
Days. It's October 8th through the 12th.
So we're aware of cephalopods?
I guess so. I mean, I say let's get the hentai streaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cephalopods.
Fucking A.
That's squid, too.
It is squid.
That's everything cephalopod-like.
I know.
Yeah. So, you trying to push buttons and do a show at the same time again?
I know. Well, I'm sorry. Our special guest, her computer decided to do an update, so she said she'll be back ASAP.
Yeah. She's not online. Back. That's what I was saying. That won't work.
Mother Baba Ganoush.
Show.
I kicked my foot. I'm doing a show
I'm
right
waiting.
Now. You're such an asshole sometimes. You really are. You know that too.
Sometimes you have to be kicked or you won't move.
I guess so.
You'll stand there like a deer in a headlight.
That happens.
Like, well, where'd Amber go? Hang on.
Hey, I am very proud to say that I am still allowed on Facebook.
Yay.
I have not gotten into any trouble yet.
Yay.
Hey.
Good job.
Yay, go me.
Yeah.
Happy me.
All right. It's only a matter of time.
I know.
I think. I don't know. You might have learned your lesson. I mean.
I think I did.
Have you like read thoroughly the Facebook terms of use yet or what?
If I say yeah, I'd be lying.
Yeah, no. You didn't.
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't.
You should try doing that.
Yeah, you know, I should try doing a lot of things.
Okay.
But I'll get around to it eventually.
Oh.
I suppose.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a matter of time.
Yeah.
It's ticking.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that we've talked about before, but it's back around again, like it's actually like coming to fruition, like it's like it's doing its thing.
Yeah.
Well, back in the news, these three teenagers, they had an idea for a condom to change colors when it came in contact with an STD.
Oh, yeah. We did a thing. We talked about that at some point, didn't we?
Yeah. Well, this is to kind of catch everybody else up to speed. There's these three British teens. They came up with a condom that changes color when an STD is present. Like whichever different kind of thing it is, it changes a different color. You know, like purple, green, whatever. Anyway, well, there are antibodies in the condom, and that's what reacts with the STD, and the color indicates, like I said, what it is. Like the inventors, guess how old they are?
22.
Fuck no. They are, two of them are 14 and one is 13.
Good job. But did they just make the idea or did they actually invent the technology?
No, they're getting into the whole molecular
They created chemistry. The technology?
They are creating it, yes.
Okay.
But I'm sure they have help.
Okay.
But yes, they also did come up with
the concept.
Right. Yeah. They got $1,500 for their for the concept.
Yeah.
But then they're working with them in development.
Their original idea was to just tattoo people's foreheads, but that like wasn't going to go through the FDA.
No,
so they
changed it. I really don't think that you inject this dye.
You can only see it if you're clean.
Everyone carries around black lights. You know, you may not know you're infected. Let me just check your face and see it.
Oh, there's a lot of writing here. I don't know what it says, but it's a lot. I'm worried.
Why is there a barcode? Is there a number system? I don't know. Well, chlamydia, they say, is the most common STD. And according to this thing, it's going to make it turn green.
Okay.
Herpes, yellow. HPV, it's going to turn purple. But you know what? It's undetectable in men.
What is?
HPV.
That's what they say.
That's what they say. And they say they're guys are the carriers.
But you they can detect it sometimes. Is it?
No.
I don't know. No?
Nope.
Huh.
Nope. And then syphilis turns blue. But what I want to know is what about, you know, other colors? And what if they have more than one STD? What the fuck happens then? Like, does it turn like, oh, is that puce? Like
maybe there's like rings on it, like a tree. Like this is the herpes section. Like your dick's not big enough to see the HIV section. Sorry.
Oh no.
You have AIDS.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
Oh, I don't.
Because your dick is too small.
It's like a rainbow.
So not only do you have to wander around life with a micropene, but you don't know that your partner actually has the HIV.
Now, okay. Here's another question that we did talk about the first time that we brought it up is. So what do you do then? So say you're fucking some chick and your condom turns blue. Do you stop or do you continue and trust the strength of the condom?
Yeah, like anybody's going to look at that while they're doing it.
I know, right? Say after. Say.
I was exposed to this, that, and the other. Do you have tongs? I don't want to touch the condom.
Ew.
It turned three colors.
Ew. Please. You take it off, bitch. It's your nastiness.
Ew.
Ew.
It's not really all mine. Part of it is the jizz from the guy who just left. I think.
Dip into the well. I mean, what if it was like one color on the outside and another color on the inside? Like,
well, there you go.
Like you have something, so you jizz
yellow
in
and
it
blue and make
green
syphilis.
Yeah. Hi, I have gonorrhea. Cha cha cha. I don't know. I just thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, gonorrhea.
No, not gonorrhea. I've never had like anything like that. Like, well, I've never had like gonorrhea or like chlamydia. I don't know. It's just like what would it feel like? Like what?
I don't know. You could look them up, probably.
I don't want to.
No,
I really don't. Well, because you know, you get like you just start like googling stuff, and then you get into some weird googling thing. And I'm even going to talk about it later on of things that you should never Google, and I did because they told me not to. So I had to. Make sure, and I cut it down because there was some like, bullshit. No one even gives a crap about that. But then the ones that are, we'll talk about those.
So basically, you're putting out like bait for people to like Google stuff that you're going to tell them not to Google, but they're going to Google it.
Don't press the shiny red button. So pretty.
Oh boy.
So sparkly.
Oh boy.
All right, there's porn stars, and then there's people in porn that are known for doing things, you know, like your partner probably wouldn't do. That's kind of the appeal of watching porn. Well, for most people,
yeah,
you know, like,
well, they're probably a lot better looking than who you're with.
That could be true.
Yeah.
Hey honey, can you slut it up a little bit tonight?
Yeah.
And you just slut
turn
it up
the lights off so I can't tell you who you are.
We're gonna play Spaceman. Put this helmet on. I'm just saying. Now cut off my oxygen. What? Well, there are these ladies that I want to talk about. They're the ones that kind of go above and beyond the run of the mill, like fuck flick chicks.
Uh-huh.
Like, they use the term, these are the girls that take it on the chin, which I think is, you know, dun-dun-duns. Well, but for, you know, what we're talking about basically is taking it on the chin is referring to a porn star that's going to be able to withstand, like, a lot that comes her way. And, you know, most of the shit you're not necessarily going to enjoy.
I don't understand what you, what do you mean?
But they grin and bear it. Like, they'll do whatever is asked of them, even though they really don't want to do it. But they'll make you believe that it they love it.
Okay.
That kind of thing. Like, real troopers.
Okay. Easily confused. Bigger drug addicts. What?
Well, I don't know. I'm not like getting into that.
Basically, what you're talking about is the ones that were... The ones that were talked into doing really dirty shit and they didn't want to do it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But they
yeah.
can still sell it?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
Spouses from abusive relationships?
God, you make it sound so awful.
Well, I'm just
saying. Talking about girls that are, you know, real go-getters and eager beavers and you're just like, issues.
Well, I'm just saying, right. Come on, please.
I know.
We've been around.
I know.
And what happens most of the time?
I know.
Yeah. They change their Facebook status.
Five stage clingers.
Whoa.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
Well, here's some chicks that you want to check out for those of you that want to. Yeah. These are the ones that are kind of, they're known for.
Yeah.
Well, there's Emily Girl. I'm just going to buzz
like
through them.
Stop because I was laughing. That's awesome.
I'm going to buzz.
You can do that again.
Yeah, stop. All right. So there's Emily Gray, Gianna Michaels, Riley Reed, Janet Mason, Naomi Banks, Jennifer White, Pinky Triple X. Now, I've seen some of Pinky's stuff. I liked her better when she had the pink hair, but it doesn't matter. But if you like big asses, you'll like Pinky. Molly Jane, Brooklyn Chase, Katie Cox, Luscious Lopez, and Cherokee Da-Ass.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, you know, obviously, if you don't want to do something, you shouldn't do it. But I guess the lure of some good cash sometimes is something that makes you put on your acting shoes. So what you're saying is they're the best actresses.
But maybe they do things and they get paid shit, but they're like, hey, I can't believe that she totally just did like double anal. You know, and we gave her $50.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Well, you know, I'm not saying going that. That's not taking it on the chin. That's just fucking gouging the wallet.
Like the way it was approached, you know, girls who can just take it on the chin and make it sound like they're having fun, even though they were forced at gunpoint. Like the way you were sounding
was
like.
Well, no, that's kind of
like
how
stuff they really don't want to do. Like, what?
Well, that's kind of how it came across, though.
Well, it did.
No, I'm serious, though, but that's the kind of how.
See, that's kind of creepy. That makes it sound like what were those girls like that you have, you know?
Do you know that will really do whatever the fuck you tell them to
you got
for
their
cash?
Puppy in the closet, and you're threatening to skin it live. I mean, what's going on? Well, whatever motivation that they need to get the girl to take 100 cocks, you know what I mean?
See, now you completely turned it into something that I wasn't really.
Well, the article was sounding rapey.
It was, but
see the way you were reading
think...
it didn't sound good.
But in my head, I didn't make it rapey. I guess I'm kind of like one of those people where things sound bad, but I'm like, no, that's not what they mean. They mean it this way. Of course they do.
Well, it's just the person who wrote the article really made it sound rapey is what it is. And you were repeating some of the words and it was kind of like, well, that's not cool. Like, I don't understand. Why don't you just say best actresses? Like girls that can make an uncomfortable situation seem like fun. That's like a better way to like
see that paints the picture in my head of like what I was thinking. You're like, oh no,
that sounded,
the more you talk, I'm like, oh god.
See, and you stopped, and you're like angry at me.
I do that all the time. Yeah. I get angry with you for the dumbest reasons. Yeah. Whatever.
I hear you.
Rawr, you don't hear me. listen to me.
We're like on day four of continuous heavy bleed. Not that that makes any difference, but you've been rather crampy lately.
Yeah. You made me this way. You or did it.
I didn't make you that way.
Bullshit. Yeah.
Oh, well.
You did too.
I hear you.
Speaking of crampy, this lady's probably crampy. There's an English woman. She got rushed to the hospital for emergency surgery. Can you guess kind of what she had to have emergency surgery on?
Oh, it's got to be her ass.
It is.
She put something in her ass.
Yep. She got a vibrator stuck inside her butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what did she do? The 24-year-old student teacher posted pics and updates to Facebook and Twitter all about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cute, too.
Teacher?
Student teacher.
Oh, so like an RA kind of a thing?
I guess so. I'm okay. Thinking.
Or well, whatever they call them.
I don't know.
Something A. DA.
TA.
ADDP.
Teacher's assistant.
ATM.
TA.
Okay.
DVDA?
C.
Bueno. Well, of the group of pics that she had posted, they had a title that said, "When a bit of a Saturday morning playtime results in spending the day in the hospital having a nice pink vibrator surgically removed from your backside."
Try a leash.
While it was still vibrating.
Oh, the batteries are still good.
Yeah, but I think that'd be better if it was just sit there dormant. You know, that kind of sucks.
You think she waited till after she came before she like decided to go to the hospital? Like, I might as well get this one rubbed out before I go.
I don't think so.
No,
because she said she was looking around for it, thinking that a boyfriend was joking around and hit it. But she realized once she felt it buzzing that it was inside her ass.
Oh, so they were... Oh, come on. That's just some lame excuse as to, I didn't really mean to put it in my... I fell on it.
Or whatever.
We were having sex and it just appeared in my ass.
Well, I think that the whole like anal suction kind of thing, because they said he even tried to remove it with barbecue tongs. So...
Yeah, it does suction.
It got sucked up, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Suck but my ass.
That doesn't mean you can't finish.
That's true.
You're already going to the hospital. You might as well, you know...
You could finish while the doctor's fishing it out.
Oh, by that point, I'm sure you're like well done, like just completely over it, I would imagine.
I don't know.
If you had something stuck in your ass for like 4 hours, but you know you were trying to get it out before you went to the hospital.
Yeah.
Then you went to the hospital. I mean, you're talking a few hours here.
You wouldn't
with
think
a buzzy pink vibrator in your colon.
Yeah, but after that long, wouldn't you think you'd have to poop?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
I have shat out a toy before.
I mean, I mean, people suitcase things all the time. Like, people suitcase cell phones to go to prison.
They suitcase
all kinds of stuff. And yet, it comes out, but white women, white men, just, you know, dildo in the ass, it's time to get it surgically removed. I don't understand the human body, I guess. I don't know why that, like, some people could just wait and crap it out, or why not? I don't know.
Now, I don't know if you're familiar with how large salon hairsprays are, like aerosol hairsprays. The ones that salons use, they're like...
The monster cans.
Yeah, they're like three times the size of a regular hairspray can. Well, there's a guy that went to... This is... They have x-rays of it. He had one of those, the whole can, cap and all, up his ass.
Nice.
I mean, it was like it's all the way in there, and God, oh, that just made me think of this one video that I just saw recently. This guy had the Rambone dildo, which is a suction cup dildo, but it's fucking huge. I mean, it's like 2.5, maybe 3 foot tall, and it's big around as a soda can. Well, he had the thing suction, and he was fucking it, and he was a skinny dude, and while it was going up his ass, you could see it like totally poking out of the other side of his body.
Oh, boy.
I mean, like, it looked like aliens was about to be, like, the whole fucking diner scene. Like, it was bad.
We've seen that with The Amazing Ty and some of the dildos she plays with, those monster giant things.
But to see it go up her snatch and then you can, like, see it, like, rise, like, go up her stomach like a goddamn sandworm in Dune.
Yeah.
Or Tremors, depending on how old you are. And then
Dune's a way better reference.
Spice. Keeper of the spies.
Bend like a reed in the wind.
Well, she when it's the dude and it's going up his ass, I mean, it's just like, boop, like a battering ram. So it's very, very disturbing. I suggest you guys check it out. I might see if I can find it again. It's got to be on my history because I don't know how to clear it. So I'll post it on the Twitter so you guys can see this. I don't know how the hell he didn't rupture something, but that's just me.
Colons are pretty stretchy.
Oh, but I mean, this just looked like it was pushing a lot of shit out of the way. Not even, not literally and figuratively, but you know, like intestines and all that other stuff. Like, oh, hi, I just ruptured my liver. With what? With a donkey dick.
From an actual donkey?
Maybe.
Because that does happen.
It does happen. Yeah. There are people that do that.
You get fucked to death by a horse. That's just horrible.
Well, Mr. Hands. Yeah. He's the one. And then they made...
Hey, Mr. Hat. That's, is that like Mr. Hat's cousin?
No.
Mr. Hands?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't say so. But then again, you never know because people are...
Why do we call the guy Mr. Hands?
We'll talk about it later. He's a subject.
Okay.
So we're talking about. So, you know, brought him up. It works. All right. So people are getting freaked out about people dressing up as spooky clowns. And everybody knows I don't like clowns. I'm scared of clowns. And people who are doing this... Yeah, I'm not cool with it, but they're not actually hurting people.
Yeah.
So, and I really think that it's just a big fucking promotion for something.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, it's seriously, that's all it is. Because this isn't the first time it's happened. A few years ago, it happened, you know, other places. So, I mean, it's not anything new. But since these are the days where everybody has to bitch and cry and be offended about something, professional clowns have banded together to form Clown Lives Matter. To combat profiling.
Well, you know, in a way, I don't, I mean, a lot of people make their living being a clown.
No, I know that. But,
like
you
I
know,
said, it's just, it's an asinine fear. I mean, like, it, are people actually being hurt? No.
No.
And yet there's some kind of like weird clown mania to get everybody that does something weird, you know,
so,
with a clown mask.
But the thing is, too, okay, well, you're going to have Amber, you're with us.
Hi.
Hi, Bunkin.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
Sorry, I sound like shit. My computer decided to kick me off, update, and it's still working on it. So I was like, have to download Skype on the laptop real quick. So I don't miss the whole fucking show.
It's not the whole fucking show. We still have another half an hour and plus left to go. It's good. So we're talking about Clown Lives Matter. Now, what I want to know is, are you that fucking frittata that you see a clown with a scary face or what most would deem scary and you think scary? If you see Bingo... Miss Happy Cheeks, and she's got a bright, happy smile, you're not going to think that she's fucking sicko psychotic the clown who's going to want to murder and rape you. You probably think at anything, maybe she might molest you. But whatever, we're not even going to talk about that. She's probably a happy, I'm going to go visit kids in the hospital clown. You know, I mean...
What you're saying is you can profile clowns. It's okay to profile clowns, that's what you're saying?
Okay, they say to combat profile. You're not going to have Slasher the fucktard go over to your... four-year-old's birthday party. No, you're gonna have Bozo Binky Pop or whatever.
So you're good with profiling?
Yes.
Like Stop and Frisk? You're okay with that? Like we could stop any clown and frisk him just because you're a clown.
What are you storing in those shoes? Your feet aren't that big.
You could tell a nice clown.
That's not water, that's vodka and that flour.
The nice ones use the pure white. The pure white on their face, not off white.
That's not makeup. I don't know. Do you have any opinion on clowns, Little Miss Amber?
I'm not a fan of scary clowns, no. But I was talking to a guy, my taxi driver today. He does like special effects makeup, mm-hmm. and he gets dressed up and goes downtown and scares the shit out of people. But he's like... Scary clowns don't make very much tips. I was like, yeah, no shit.
I wouldn't think so because no one's going to want to hang out and just be like, hey, let's get pictures and let's fuck around with the clown when he's all fucking freaky. I don't know. I don't like clowns. Well,
I would have no problem. Scary, not scary. It's, you know, somebody playing dress up, but.
Well, the thing is, though, is too, is even people with clown fetishes are starting to get uneasy. So anyway, this group of professional clowns, they got together to form the Clown Lives Matter and to let people know that not all clowns are going to kill you.
Yes, they will. All
right, I was about to say, are you sure of that?
Yes, they do.
Do you know for sure they don't want to kill you?
Fuck them all to death! And, well, this Clown Lives Matter, they have a march and it's planned for October 15th at 6:30 p.m. in Tucson, Arizona. So let's make sure we tell Kevin that he needs to go to the clown march.
Yeah, clown lives matter, Kevin. Save a clown.
Yeah.
He might be targeted for a vicious clown, though. Put like, if you're profiling, like you say it's okay to profile, Kevin may have a problem.
Just don't wear the red nose.
I think everybody knows straight away, right when they see him. Like, it's like a billboard clown.
Ass clown. Ass monkey. All right, so, okay. Now, they don't want to come across scary, right? Because it's Clown Lives Matter. So a horde of clowns marching down the street. Oh, yeah, I'm fine with that. Oh, that's fine.
You're right, because they're going to come over and make so many goddamn balloon animals. You're not going to know what to do with all those balloon animals they made for you.
Oh, my God, the sound of twisting rubber. Just a screech.
Say, that's like the worst thing that's going to happen to you.
I don't know.
They're going to hold you down and tickle you.
Don't tickle me.
Yeah. Step on your feet with the big shoes.
Tickle me and rub my belly. You know what I think it's time for? I think it's time for your favorite topic.
Yeah. You gotta stand by.
Standing by.
Holy Jesus. now we're trying some shit here.
Gotta be on it.
We're doing it.
On it.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man.
All right. Today's Tits Man. Since it is happy Halloween season, kids. Most of the horror movie plots can be kind of cheesy and predictable, of course we all know, but every once in a while there's a movie that comes along that touches our deepest, darkest, most unimaginable fears.
What movie's touching my fears?
This movie might be one of those movies.
Yeah.
Ghost Tits.
What?
The movie's called Ghost Tits.
What?
Okay, it's the latest sketch from Above Average Productions, and it's a natural fear is realized when a man wakes up to find his girlfriend, who's played by the absolute super hot Olivia Munn, has lost her signature cleavage.
Oh, they died.
They went away. Like, I watched the trailer. It's really fucking funny. She's got, like, awesome boobs. He buys her a bra, and then she's like, oh, thank you. And then one day he wakes up, and her tits are gone. And, like, she's, like, flat-chested. She's got little boobs. And then, like, she's, like, in all the pictures, she's got no tits. Like, all the photographs that they have.
Okay. Wait a minute.
And he's like, what happened to your boobs? She's like, I always had a flat chest. He's like, no, you didn't. And then his friend's like, dude, whoa. She's always had small boobs. And he's like, no, where did the tits go?
So they have like a Ouija board seance for the boobs?
No, the one that didn't have in the trailer. So no, I don't know. Well, then they have a website you can go to at the end of the trailer. It says, where'd dem tits go?
Where'demtits.com.
Where they at? So I went, and it's a porn site. I went to WhereDemTitsGo.com, and yes, it is a porn site.
There you go. You always have to check out the
porn
website.
Portal. I do. Well, I'm getting better at that now.
Yeah, I have to. Every time I see a website mentioned like that in a spoof, I have to know if it's a real website.
Well, yeah, you do that for like TV shows and stuff, too.
Yes, because I want to know. Because if they were smart, they'd put something there.
They would.
That would go along with the story. It'd be so much nicer.
It would.
Ghost tits.
I think so.
Tits, man.
So that was your tits for the week.
Yay.
Yay.
So we went from like female boob segment to like male boobs. You were like in a male boob segment, and now we have no boobs. Well, the lack of boobs. Disappearing boobs.
Ghost tits.
Oh, wow. At least they were woman tits.
They're boobies. Oh, God. All right, we're going to take a break right now. But when we come back, we've got some sick movies that you can't unsee. And this is where we've got something to talk about. We also have to talk about there's a first sex toy for transgender men. Now, I have to say, when I first saw this, I was like, oh, give me a fucking break. But then I read about it and I'm like, oh, you know, that makes sense. And I think I dig it. And I think you guys too. So, I don't know. Here's a clip from this Friday show, so stick around for more Kinky Kitties World on RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
All right, so when a guy busts a nut in a girl's mouth or guy's mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say your mouth because I'm not talking to you. In a mouth. Yes, okay.
In a mouth.
All right.
When mouth nut has been busted.
Mouth nut. Okay.
It's your favorite kind of nut milk.
It is my favorite kind of nut milk. How did you know?
Because mouth nut. That's why.
It's so much easier to milk a nut than to milk an almond.
Is it?
I'm just saying.
Really?
Well, when we're talking about swallowing loads, some dig the taste.
Let's talk about swallowing loads.
We are.
Why don't we?
Because I'm going to talk about
right into it.
Like what happens. Like what happens to your body.
Swallowing
like, what 101.
Are you ready, kids? Open up.
Say ah. Is it safe?
Bring your wife in now.
Blah, 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 blah.
It's safe.
Gargle, bitch, I want to see some bubbles.
So what about cum guzzling? What's up?
All right, well,
show juggler.
Hey. Some dig the taste, but they hate the texture. Others dig the texture, but they hate the smell. You know, it's different for everyone. But either way, it's a personal preference on you know, if you want to swallow or not. But some people ask, like, what exactly happens to your body when you slurp down a mouthful of juice? Well,
nothing.
I'm going to tell you. Well, pretty much. But they're like, what's in it and all that kind of stuff. Because some people say, is there a lot of calories? And like, da-da-da.
I doubt it.
Like, okay, like, what are you exactly ingesting? Well,
yeah,
sperm only. Well, sperm only makes up about 1% of the stuff.
Yeah.
The rest of it is like a cocktail of water, sugar, vitamins, protein, lactic acid, and like a slew of other shit.
Shit to attack other spermies. Like, other spermy stuff. It is. I'm telling
Nanobots.
You. It is. It's like non, like, foreign sperm ejection system. That's a lot of it.
Did you know that's why you get morning sickness?
Is that why? It's because you swallowed a bad load the night before?
No, it's actually because it's your body treats the sperm like an alien, and it's trying to reject it from your body, and that's why you get morning sickness.
But you can't reject it because it's all over you.
But wait a minute, though. But they say to actually combat morning sickness is to suck some dick, is to actually swallow a load, because the more cum that you ingest, the more your body gets used to it.
Oh.
So you hear that, ladies? So in between throwing up, suck a dick. Just be blah, blah, blah. I don't know. That's
up to you. Suck a dick while you're throwing up.
Hey, if you're into that, cozy sweater time. What's up, bitches?
You know, you can just lay out a sheet, and it can be fun.
Could be.
I'd go for a whirl.
Yeah?
Well.
I don't.
Pregnant girl, sure.
I'm pretty sure I'm not pregnant.
Pregnant girls are hot.
There you go. Yeah. I know, you're into pregnant chicks. You like that.
Because they smell good.
What?
They smell good.
No, I heard you. What do they smell like?
Pregnant women.
And now, on with the show.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World, RazRadioLive.com, KinkyKatieRadio.com. With me, SC, and Miss Amber Meany. Are you still with us, Miss Amber?
Yes, I am. Mr. Paul, or Mr. SC, plays the best music on your show.
See.
Where do you find this shit?
On the interwebs. Man, interwebs are full of good music. It's got to look in the right spots.
Yeah, this is what he does, and he'll get fixated on a song too. But no, this is the kind of shit he's into. So this is what he plays. He plays what he likes.
Yeah.
And usually I like it too. There's sometimes I'm like, oh God, come on, really?
What? What? But, it's awesomeness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
It's always something you can shake an ass to. That's what I try to do. something that a stripper might play is really what I have in my head. You know what I mean?
That's the shit I was hearing at the club last night, and I was like, you know, twerking it and swinging my head around. And,
well, see, yeah. Why stop? Why stop? Because you're home. Fuck it.
With your clown taxi cab driver.
Yeah, and you're
such a clown.
Nipple City tattoo.
Nipple City.
Did you miss that part?
No, I caught that part, but we didn't have much time to talk to her because like the second we hit start. Amber disappeared, and I thought I was the one who actually kicked her off for a second. And I was like, wait a minute. She is no longer online. I didn't do anything to her. She did it to herself. At first, I had like had a vision of like a meteorite hitting California or something. You know what I mean?
That's terrible.
Well, it was terrible for a second. I was trying to hit knobs and do buttons. thinking there was a tidal wave.
Well, poor Amber is like dying. She's either drowning or burning up, or she's like in the San Andreas.
Well, does that mean I should just stop the intro right in the middle? I mean, I don't know that that's happening.
Yes, we need to have a lifeline. We've already established this from the past.
Yeah.
We need a lifeline, but it's okay because you're going to be the lifeline soon. So excited. I'm really happy. I have a countdown on my phone too. It does like.
So you know, like.
Yeah, I'm not even lying. Like, it has a little thing and it says, you're like, this is 18 days till you leave for California.
Dude, I'm counting down the days before I get to leave my fucking job.
What?
Dude, I'm surprised you haven't already mentally checked out.
I kind of have, but I'm training someone.
I know, and you're just like, fuck it. It's like, fuck it, fuck you, I don't care.
Dude, I just hope she's supposed to take a vacation, I think, next week for a week, and she's not getting it like as fast as I hoped she would. So
hold on. I thought you just started training her and she's already taking a week vacation.
She had it planned already before she started.
About to say, what kind of company you work for? I know. Jesus, Amber.
And you want to leave? You want to switch places? You can come chill here for a while. I'll go work over there and get free fucking plastic surgery.
Katie can make up numbers. I'll just make them up. Fuck it.
Well, you know, because that's all I do, right?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
And I could tell people, hey, you can't call her a cunt.
What?
But we all know she is.
Nice.
Well, because it's HR. Whatever.
What was funny is, like, did I tell you, like, the first week she was there, she's like, darn, oh, fudge.
Oh, yeah.
She finally let a fuck out, and I was like, there you go, girl. You're going to fit in just fine.
There you go. Everything feels better once you let that first fuck out. Let that fuck fly.
You got to catch her on a Friday morning when you're allowed to stream someday, you know?
I tried, dude. I think I totally clogged the system last Friday because I was trying to stream, and then I set a fucking alarm to listen to Fast Forward this last Friday. Slept right through that shit.
That's okay. We have them on our computer. That's the one with Dawn.
Yeah, I know. That I was looking forward to that one, so.
He's funny. I don't know. He's good for the ego because he laughs at my stupid stuff. So it makes me feel good. Well, anyway, since it is, you know, we were talking about Halloween, talking about the ghost tits before we went on break. These are some movies that you can't unsee. If you guys are like really into the sick shit, well, this is stuff that you need to check out. I'm just going to bust out the woman. It's kind of like the backwoods kind of thing. You know, but you think like the woman is the evil one, but it turns out it's not. There's Antichrist, Cannibal Holocaust, a Serbian film. I've seen a Serbian film 3 times. The third time was just because I'm twisted. But a Serbian film, it's not rated, or it's like NC-17 or something, but it's banned in a bunch of countries. It's a really, really fucked up movie. If you guys are into some like really, really fucked up, gory, sadistic shit, that's the movie for you.
Yeah, that's one of those movies that you almost watch and you go, oh, God.
I know.
Jeez, somebody made that.
Like, yeah. Oh.
That's what I thought about Human Centipede.
Oh, no. This is not.
It gets way deeper than that, and the Serbian movie gets like, I mean.
The ending is fucking horrible.
Yeah, like, the whole movie, well, yeah, is the whole thing is just a train wreck, you know, Centipede style kind of esque, you know. God. But yeah, it's disturbing, man. It's really disturbing. You want to go like talk to your therapist afterwards.
I have to say, I've seen some pretty fucked up shit, and that is the most fucked up thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Well, it's made up. You know what I mean? Like.
But it's like you almost kind of think, though, since it's in a different country, it's like you kind of think, like, this is completely possible.
Well, I'm sure it's happened.
Can you give, like, a brief synopsis?
Yeah, it's this, there's this, he's an ex-porn star. And he's married with a kid, and his brother's a cop. Well, he gets asked, like, he's got this, like, agent, whatever, this porn star bitch he used to, you know, work with. Well, she's like, there's this guy who pays a lot of money to do films for him, but, you know, you can't say anything. He ends up, he gets tricked into doing, like, a snuff film, but the scenes are all fucked up. Like, there's incest, there's bestiality, there's drug use, there's what they call a newborn porn.
Yes.
Which is fucked what? Up. Oh, yeah. oh this God. Is what this is. I mean, there's a lot of disturbing scenes, but this is one of the higher fucked up level. This bitch is on a table and she gives birth and the guy takes the baby right from her, basically hardly wipes it off and then fucks it
in front of the girl.
In front of the mother. And the kid is just screaming.
Horrible.
And you hear, like, the sound effects are horrible. Like, you hear just ripping and screaming, and it's awful. It's fucking awful. And I'm saying that's not even the worst of it. Like, the whole fucking movie.
It gets worse?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch more fucked up shit. Like, he doesn't know. Like, he loses 3 days. He, like, comes to in his house. He's all fucked up. He doesn't know what the hell happened. He finds, like, his wife and his kid. He has to, like, retrack or he's gone. And there's a whole bunch of fucked up shit that happened where that he doesn't remember. And then, do you want me to just spoil the end? Because I will.
Nobody's really supposed to watch it.
I don't think I could watch this movie at this point.
Well, at the end, they all know what's going on. And he's laying in bed. They have the child in between. Well, the kid's in between him and his wife. So the three of them, they're like, heads are all like even. The guy, they're all looking at, like, the wife and husband are looking at each other. And then the guy takes the gun and has it, like, behind his back and just fires the gun. So it kills all three of them at the same time. As soon as the shot is over and then you kind of see the screen, like, pan out. There's three guys in the room, and then one with a video camera. The one guy goes, "Start with the little one," and then the guy starts taking his pants off, and that's when it ends. Oh. I'm telling you, it's a fucked up movie. It's seriously sick shit.
Okay, you watched this 3 times?
I did. I did. The first time I watched it because I watched it for the show, and then I watched it a second time because I wanted to just... Well, no, I watched it the second time because I just wanted to be like, did I just fucking witness all of this? Like, I had to, like, I wrote, took notes down, and then the third time, because I was in that, I was in a weird place.
Oh, God. So... Yeah, no shit.
So now we know who their target audience was, really.
Hi.
3-time watcher.
Is that going to be
top picks, like, on our Netflix now?
But no. They're not going to put that shit on Netflix. Are you kidding me? Oh, God, it's so awful. It's bad. Like, they inject him with bull Viagra. And he ends up fucking this bitch that they chained down to a bed, and he's like fucking her in her ass, and he's like punching her in the back of the head, and then they give him like a machete, and he fucking like cuts her head off as he's just fucking her, and he can't stop fucking her, and he's just like, but then like the nurse is gonna go shoot him up at another point because they keep him drugged up and like locked up. The nurse is gonna give him another shot, but then he like comes to and fucking injects her with it too. She comes in later with a big like metal bar in her hand, and she's just like bleeding from between her legs, like she like tried to just like totally fuck herself with a piece of like metal, and just fucked her. She is like collapsing, but that's not that happens like in front of what's going on in the bed in this warehouse, and you're like, what the fuck? It's really good. God. Okay.
And we'll circle right back to why is it you're always afraid that I'm gonna do something to you in your sleep? I don't understand. I wouldn't do anything weird to you.
I could never do anything like that.
You didn't just see the gleam in your eye while you were describing a Serbian film.
There was no gleam. Glint.
There sure was.
Fuck no.
I saw it from here.
You're a mistake.
You get the gleam in her eye like trying to poke your belly button.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's same different. Same glint.
Hey.
When she's watching Serbian film or talking about it. I'm telling you.
Another fucked up one, if you want to always, is 180 Days in Salo.
I don't know that one.
Yeah, no, don't.
No.
Don't know it.
Don't.
Okay. Good.
I won't know it then.
Are you telling us stuff we should never watch if we don't want to be like completely fucking grossed out? And
I may
psychologically traumatized.
Well, now I may make you get all like fucked up and watch a Serbian film.
Don't push the red button. That's what she's telling you.
It's shiny. It's pretty, but don't touch it.
She put out a bowl of cookies in front of you and said, now, children, if you don't eat any cookies, when I get back, I will give you 3 cookies. But if you eat cookies, I will never give you cookies. Don't push the red button.
Whatever, sir.
I got to push the red button now. God damn it, Katie.
See? Oh, I got some more button ones later, but... You know, we're going to talk about the first sex toy for transgender men.
Really?
I was interested by this.
The first sex toy? Like, what possibly could they make specifically for somebody who's transgender?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Because I'm like, any fucking sex toy can be for anybody, really. Yes. And like, oh, that dildo's for straight people.
I mean, does it have like one Why? Pink side and one blue side? Or what's No. going on?
No. All right. Well, if you guys ever, there's a transgender dude who started out in porn. He's very popular. His name is Buck Angel. Looks just like a dude. Looks like a fucking dude. I mean, except he's got a puss. Because he was born a female.
Yes.
Right, but never.
It was female to male transgender.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what this is. That's what these toys are for.
Oh, there you go. So, yeah.
That was cool. I was getting there, but you just beat me to it, and that's fine.
You never really think anyway. Female to male when you think transgender for whatever reason.
You don't. You think, buckle up, buckaroos.
That's right.
You know. So. I love it. It's fucking great.
So what's the toy? Continue description, please.
Well, when I first saw this thing, I looked like a stumpy little butt plug, like a stumpy short. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, whatever. This is what the hell's new about this? Well, he teamed up with this company called Perfect Fit Brand, and the first sex toy to be designed specifically to meet the needs of transgender men is called the Buck Off.
Buck Off.
Okay. Now, What they used to have to do, what happened was, now they used to have to take toys and kind of, you know, fix them, change them, modify them to suit their needs. Well, this.
What for? Why? What's going on down
well,
there?
Well, it depends. Okay.
What's happening?
Transgender men that still have their puss, but they look like dudes, if they're on
female
hormones.
Female to male transgender.
Yeah, if they are on hormones, that their clit is bigger than normal people's clothes. They got a gigantic button.
They get a little cock.
Right.
They get a micropene.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. Well, what this thing is, it's like a male stroker, but for transgenders.
So it's like a button stroker.
It's a button stroker. Right. You can cause suction and you can actually use it like as a stroker.
Huh.
So you can jerk off your button.
It's like the button auto blow.
Yeah, but it's manual.
So if you just had a big button, you could jam on this toy.
Yes.
Oh, so all your CrossFit friends that are doing human growth hormone, you know what I mean? Like women who work out that are pushing steroids there, Amber.
Dude, I think that does like the opposite effect. I like shrinks shit.
I have one word for you. China.
Yeah.
Yeah. Biggest button known to man, and she was, I mean, come on, she was like 280 pounds.
Dude, the thing had a head.
She was gigantic. It'll grow a dick. It'll grow a dick.
It'll grow a dick, but shrink balls.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because men already make fucking testosterone.
It's a testosterone balance.
Yeah. 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 So you push, if you're pushing a bunch of tests,
she'll get
female.
Hairy nipples and a dicky do.
Yeah. Your button will swell into a little micropene, and sometimes a big micropene.
I love your clit. Suck it all day.
Like China's button was massive. Fucking, it was a little cock.
You can see it online. You can go look at it and go look at China's clit. And
didn't she do porn?
She did 2 of them. Oh yeah,
she did like a gangbang too.
I've seen it. I haven't seen that one, but I've seen one of the ones
one of
she
which.
Did. Yeah. Like, my dad had one of them, too. My dad had, like, all the celebrity, B-rated, C-rated, whatever. He did. Like, he had the one night in Paris. I remember I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God, this is the boringest thing I've ever seen. Just, like, whatever.
Could have, you know, that's one of those movies that completely made me never to want to fuck her. Like, oh, Jesus. Please, it was so bad.
It's hot.
I never want to put my dick near that girl.
I have
ever.
A dog. Fits in my purse.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. She looked.
Were the lights even on, or was it like the Kim K and what's his face?
I didn't see the Kim K and the Ray J.
No, her, Paris was in color.
In the hey. Well, Paris did both. Paris was in light of the hotel, and it was also in like night vision.
Was it night vision too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyway.
You know what I still haven't seen? I still haven't seen the fucking Tommy Lee, Pam Anderson, like him driving the boat with his dick video.
He's got a massive cock. I've seen it, and she takes it like a champ. Dude, she swallows it like it's her job. She's like, I mean, just no problem. And I swear to God, when he's fucking her on the boat, like, where does it all go? Like, it's a magic trick. Because it's like she's got a tiny little box and he's trying to, like, ramrod this huge, you know, redwood into her cooch. Whatever. You should check it out.
Now, I'm sure you can find it, but, you know, all right, how many viruses
sure
are you going to catch?
The first thing that'll pop up on Google.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee Schwantz.
And what diseases are your computer? That's a good one to check out while you're at work. That way, if you get a virus, you just infect the company you're leaving anyway.
There you go.
Yeah, I've already crypto locked my company out for.
Crypto locked them.
Why do I feel like I'm sort of watching like a reverse Prodigy video when I look at your monitor?
Oh, because I have the laptop.
I'm just kidding. All right. Well, I mean, there's like you can actually check it out on Pornhub. You can go see it in action if you want to look at it. Just look up Buck Off. Buck Off? No.
Oh, the auto blow for female to male.
Yeah, the
transgender
button stroker.
The button stroker 2000.
Yeah.
We got a good review out of the auto blow 2000. The auto blow whatever.
Auto blow 2.
Auto blow 2. Sorry. 2.
Yeah.
Apparently, it works good. That's what we hear.
Yeah. I What?
How do you think that would work for us?
It's not going to work for us.
Unless you have a big, giant button.
I want to get a clit sucker.
Yeah, you get a little suction cup action. A little vacuum.
Yeah, like a little vacuum, but they also have ones that have little pumps, like just manual pumps on the end, like, you know, like... Yeah, they'll pump it up, and it just sucks, the vacuum sucks all the air out, and it sucks out your clit, and then it gets, like, super sensitive.
It turns it into, like, a little shiny red balloon that a clown can then come up and turn into a balloon animal.
Flick my button!
Yeah.
It's just, I swear, I mean, any little bit. What'd you put in your mouth?
Dude, I got, like, 4 of these little wine bottles, and someone switched one out.
Bastards.
I know, I'm like, God damn it.
I have to drink a whole little bottle of Manischewitz now.
Ew. That's so sweet.
I'm going back for the Merlot.
I couldn't do Zinfandel anyway, even when I was drinking.
I know.
It's too sweet. Yeah, it's icky. All right. If you guys are interested, we are coming, like, running out of time, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to go run through real quick the Battle of the Celebrity Bulges. Yeah. So if you guys want some real cock meat, I'm going to tell you about some celebs
please.
That are rumored to have.
Let me have some real
have
cock meat.
The
yes,
biggest
please.
Hogs in the biz.
Cock meat me.
Hey, there's 2 women here.
Cock meat me.
And there are people that do listen that are a fan of the cock meat.
Lay it on me. We got ghost tits and cock meat.
That's right.
Cock meat me.
All right, so we got John Hamm. He's kind of the reigning king of the bulge.
That's what we hear.
Yeah, well, no, there's pictures to back it up.
Yeah, of the bulge, yes.
Yes, yes.
Yes, we haven't seen his cock live and in person, have we?
No, but I wouldn't mind.
Well, you want to see what's behind the bulge.
I would jam on the ham. Yeah.
What if we found out it was like a Kardashian-like prosthetic?
Oh.
You always, like, what if his prosthetic maker came forward? Would you be disappointed?
Does it work still?
Well, yeah, he uses it as a cock sleeve.
Okay.
Actually,
fine.
I gotta defend the Kardashians. They are not prosthetics. What they do is they inject the shit called Sculptra into their ass, which is a collagen builder, and it expands, you know, the tissue around. People use it for like hollow underneath their cheeks and to lift their cheeks up, and
like this.
But they put like 40 vials in their ass.
Like the women who get that skello whore look is what you're talking about.
Wow.
That's good for skello whore or a fat ass.
Yep.
It's like a Skele-Hor injection.
Oh my gosh! So what is it like? That like expander foam?
No, it's collagen. Like collagen, like it builds it. You know, collagen in your skin that makes your skin elastic. It makes your body make collagen. Apparently.
Can you put that shit in your boobs?
Yeah, put that shit on everything.
Yeah, you can put that. You can put it anywhere. Technically.
Huh.
In your button. Like if
no,
we,
I'm
if,
not fucking with my button.
Well, I'm just saying, if we injected your button, you could use the Autoblow female to male transgender toy.
The buck off button.
You could buck off.
I could buck off.
I could tell you all the time. Why don't you go buck off?
Fuck you.
I could blow your little micro peen.
Go buck yourself.
No. I could flick your little micro peen. I could make fun of your micro peen. Like I could belittle you like man style.
I could sit there and just cry. I'll just put one nipple ring in and just be like, ooh. I fuck bear.
And
so hard.
That way we'll just film a video and it can be, you know, for people who have micro peens that want to get back at the girl. That's a perfect way.
You right walk there. In on me, I'm just like Fast and Furious with like two fingers like what are you doing? Nothing.
The dog need food.
No more Yankee my Wanky. Jared Leto, some other guy, Justin Theroux, Chris Hemsworth, Ryan Gosling.
Chobies. You got Gosling, Chobie.
Nick Jonas and the 2012 U.S. Olympic rowing team.
Huh. Nick Jonas, really?
All of them. There's a picture of them all standing there, and you can see them all just as clear as day in their swimmers.
Would they all like chub up for the picture?
I don't know if they like fluffed up and had it laying right, but they were all looking nice.
You don't understand? is we call that a pro fluff? Like, we do that before competitions. We give each other a little fluffy. You know,
fluffy.
It's no big deal.
Oh.
It's no big deal at all. It's between bros.
Bros.
It's okay.
It's all good. Ooh. All right, so move over, Banksy. Belgium has a hot new pornographic graffiti artist, and he's even more secretive than you would think that he is. He's taking Europe by storm.
By storm. Okay.
Well, it started with a huge wrinkled dick on the side of an apartment building, and the pictures are quite nice, actually.
Not veiny, but wrinkly.
It's wrinkly.
Huh.
It is wrinkly.
Like, is it flaccid, or what are we working
with
here?
It's flaccid.
Yeah, we're
pushing. Flaccid and wrinkly.
We're pushing rope.
Yeah.
Huh.
Pushing rope. Well, the local mate.
Sweater.
Yeah. No. If it had a sweater, it was retracted a little bit, which I'm surprised, because it being in Belgium, they probably have them. But it didn't look like it did. But I could have been wrong. Then again, if it's not totally like the offensive anteater, then I probably wouldn't even notice.
It's like a Dutch Jew.
A Dutch Jew.
Well, circumcised. Is there such thing as a Dutch moil? There's got to be a Dutch moil.
Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I was too close to the windmill.
I slipped on my wooden shoes. Sorry.
Oh, no. Augustus Gloop ate it. He's sausage.
Positive side, you know what, though? People with a micropene could probably go buck off.
Yeah, no,
they probably could buck. That would be like the auto blow for the micropene. They really need
We're
to
back
like,
on that.
Cross mark. It just occurred to me that you could buck off with a micropene.
Yeah.
Huh.
You really could.
They could cross market that shit.
They could.
Huh. We need to let them know for a fee.
So is that.
Yeah, I'll let my very first boyfriend know.
There you go. Boyfriend or very first micropene?
Very small.
Yeah, for those of you in listening land, Amber is holding up like her pinky, but then she's doing about an inch and a half, 2-inch spread with her fingers, maybe. Maybe a 2-3 knuckler, I would say. Yeah.
Itty bitty little thing.
Well, see? He could buck off.
Well, usually when he interjects, it means that he doesn't like the subject I'm talking about. He's giving me a way out. So, no.
It just occurred to me that somebody with a micropene could use the auto blow female to male transgender auto blow device.
Yeah.
See?
And then if they get bored, they could just turn around and just pop it up their butt like a little plug.
Oh, that's right, because it has a plug on one side and then a sucky on the other.
Yeah, it looks like a little dick, and then it's got the little sucky on the base. So it's like...
Oh, wow. So it goes in and on all at the same time. Like it actually, if you were female to male transgender, do you actually want something penetrating you?
Probably not. No.
Yeah.
That's what they say. They say normally they don't want anyone even touching their genitals.
Yeah, really.
That's what he said. He said a lot of people that, that go from female to male, that they don't want anyone touching this shit at all. Like they just get weird about it. Leave my button alone. Well, he decided to keep his puss, and he embraces it. Like he's good with it. It's just so odd because he looks so masculine, and then you see him naked, and you're like, okay, wow, those veiny thighs, and then that's a pussy.
Like, fooled you
pretty much. You fucking me, I fucking you.
Yeah.
Well, Miss Amber, I mean, we had some other stuff to get to tonight, but that's okay. We'll just save it for another time. This poor woman, she found her son's sex toy, didn't know what it was, and took to the internet to ask them what they thought it was. That's
we call that one the ass gnome, honey.
Oh, Jesus.
So we have a teaser for next week?
Yeah, sure. Teaser for next week. I got a few to go. Deep tease.
Deep.
So Miss Amber, would you like to pimp thyself?
Of course. You guys know where to find me. I am on Twitter at Amber's Cleavage. I'm back here every Friday night for a one night stand with me and Miss Kinky Katie. On all the stations. I don't need to name them.
All of them. Every single one of them.
All of them. And then I kind of show up every Sunday for a week in review if I'm available. and I also do on Tuesday nights with me and Mr. Don Pontius, the online dating game, Man versus Woman. That is on 9 p.m. Eastern on Raz Radio Live.
She has to think about it. Making her think right now, thoughts are a little difficult. She's a little foggy. She's had a long week.
She had a rough update.
Dude, like, I'm not even riding the struggle bus. Like, the struggle bus tossed me out the back, ran over me, backed up, ran over me again.
So there's actually a struggle bus for those of you who have had way, way, way too much.
But if you're in your keys, they call it the conk train.
Yeah. So... You got thrown off the struggle bus.
Yeah, and it ran my ass over.
Uh-oh. That's never good.
No, that's never good. All right, lady. Well, SC, do you have anything for me?
No.
Never do.
Nope.
Never do.
Nope.
All right, well, I will be back here on Friday afternoon, noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. It's a recent episode, sped up. It's funny. It's juvenile. I like it. It's childish. Makes me laugh. So... It's all good in the hood. And then Friday night, as Miss Amber said, I'll be joining her for One Night Stand, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can get all of my shit for free. Yeah, free. Free, 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 free. On iTunes, Stitcher, and KinkyKatieRadio.com. Follow me on Twitter at KinkyKatieRadio. And don't forget that my GoFundMe is still going on. And I'm almost there. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. So please, I really need your help. Go to my Twitter or my Facebook page, KinkyKatieRadio, and my... my GoFundMe page is right there. You can read all about it. And you guys get special prizes for donating to the cause. All right, guys. I am out of here. I think that's everything. But if I forgot some, fuck it. All right. Kiss on your paper. What's up, bye.
I like tacos and burritos.